don't think we could fool you now?
No, not anymore, Terry. I even have you spotted at the magazine stand.
How do you mean?
Well, I know some of the times when it was you and some when it was Ruth. Not all of them, of course, but some.
What was the difference?
I don't know. Meaning I'm not sure yet.
Which one did you like the best?
Oh, you.
Really?
Sit over here, will you?
Why?
Why what?
Why do you say you like me best?
Because that's always the answer during office hours.
What's this one?
These are pictures of ink blots. Actually, the kind you probably made yourself when you were a child. Just blobs of ink and the paper folded over.
What's it for?
It's another way of examining personality. I'm going to hand them to you one by one. And all you have to do is tell me what you see there. What it looks like to you.
Quickly?
If you see it quickly, sure. As soon as you make something out of it, you tell me, that's all. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now face that way, please. Now, what does it look like to you?
It might be a mask. You see? The black slanting holes for eyes, heavy eyebrows, and pursed lips give it a fixed expression.
Anything else?
May I turn it?
Any way you wish.
This looks like the face of a white lamb with a black nose. It's got a mark on its forehead. It looks like a moth spreading its wings over a butterfly. And beneath its front paws are two men, face down, with their arms outstretched. It all seems symbolic of something. The lamb looks so innocent, but it has two men under its paws.
Symbolic of what?
The Lamb of Death. I wonder if you're really as cool as you pretend.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I don't think so either.
Outside the office, I'm Robert Taylor with Jet Propulsion. What do you see in this one? What does it look like to you, Terry?
These are two men, back to back, but they don't seem to be aware of each other. Now it's changing into the full face of a man with drooping mustache and slanting eyes. This is a dancer, a woman, dancing with a puppet. Now you see the puppet reaching to pat a cruel rival that pretends not to see her. But all the time he's trying to reach near enough to do her some harm. May I have a cigarette, please?
By the way, why'd you leave Nebraska, Ruth?
Well, we've been living on this farm for about a year, and the farmer's wife wanted to adopt me legally. The doctor said she couldn't have any children, but they could only afford to adopt one of us.
Why'd they pick you instead of Terry, do you know?
Oh, just happened, I suppose. No particular reason. There's not much choice between twins, you know. But Terry was very upset when she heard about it, naturally. So we just decided to pull out, that's all.
What do you see in this one?
Well, these are two people in costume, and they're dancing around a maypole. And they're bending over because they've just about wound up the ribbons. Is that what you want?
That's it. Anything else? Turn it if you wish.
Oh. Oh, these are two skaters, like in the ice show. And they're leaning backward with one foot high in the air and their arms extended.
How did Terry find out, do you know?
Hmm? Oh, the farmer, I think. He never liked it from the beginning for some reason.
Was he cranky?
No, I got along fine with him, but Terry, for some reason...
What do you see in this one?
Oh, these are two old ladies sitting back to back in an open streetcar like the old cable cars in San Francisco, and they seem frightened. They're holding on to their arms of their chairs with their hands, and they've got their feet tucked tightly under their seats. Oh, look at those chins. And this is a drum majorette with a high bearskin shako. And she's very straight and graceful, light-footed. And she's got her knee high in the air.
Thank you very much.
Hello? Well, it's about time. Sorry I'm late. What'd you do, go through town? No. Scott and I just got to talking. Talking? After that ink blot stuff. Who do you suppose ever thought that one up?
Talking about what?
Oh, just gabbing. Chicago, movies, when we were kids.
Not about us.
No, mostly about himself. He was really awfully funny about when he went to school.
He must have been.
He was, really. Once he drops that office act, he's really an awful lot of fun. The way he used to be around the cigar stand, remember?
Is that his line, down memory lane?
I don't think it was a line. He just seemed to want to talk, that's all.
Nothing romantic.
I'm afraid not.
Dear me, you sound disappointed.
No.
Not falling for him, are you?
My goodness, Terry, sometimes it seems as if that were all you ever thought about, falling for somebody. Of course not.
Just don't want to see you do anything foolish, that's all.
Yes, Mama.
Because I'm not convinced yet that he's being strictly on the level with us in this thing. Well, I don't know, of course.
Oh, I can't believe it. Well, perhaps not. But if I were you, I'd be just a little careful. Not too friendly. Yet. Oh. If only we weren't so... I know. It's not very pleasant. But as long as we are, we'll just have to be on our guard with everybody. Particularly him.